Zech nicht mehr Savi Murray, ich bin so pilfer, Zech nicht mehr Savi Neil Shema, Zech Shua Falak, Vor Shlema, Yaakov Mordechai, Yitzirazza. Okay, Bishus Mordasra, Rabbi Palkov, Bishus Rabbi Lichter. It's always a big schuss to be here. That's part of my summer, plans, is to always be here in the Great Neck Synagogue. So I think last summer was the first summer that we weren't able to come, but it's a very big schuss to be here, and throughout the years, it's very fond memories of people who are here, Asher Poimanu, Asher Inenu Poimanu, special, special people in this shul. So, and I want to wish, I wish we'd say some Shalom for Rabbi Lichter, because this is probably going to be the last time that we're going to be together here in this shul, maybe down south when we could reunite. It was always pleasure to be here with him as well. And it's beautiful. Rabbi Lichter said, we should do something different. Father's Day, Father's Son, but not the regular things. So it was hard to find something, different. But then we came up with this idea of, it happened to be because my son in yeshiva, Sodi Yeshurun, his Rebbe, was asking him about these halachas, so we'll talk about it. The first thing we want to talk about, and it's a fascinating topic, you think it's nothing, but it's all these topics are as we'll see, fascinating, fascinating topics. And that is, there's a minhag. We don't even think about it as a minhag, because we don't even think about it. You're called up to the Torah for an aliyah by your father, Yamod, Shlomo ben Eliyahu, whatever it is. Now, and this is, there's certain things in the world are, stomp things people do, and certain things are considered a minhag. Not everything you do is considered a minhag. Just because, my minhag is the I don't know, to come late to shul. I mean, like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, people now have, in the summer months, they make early Shabbos, right? And it's a whole discussion in the postgame. If you make early Shabbos, and you mekabel Shabbos already, did your wife have to stop cooking already by the time you're mekabel Shabbos? So the postgame discussed, Rav Moshe, Rav Badi, others discussed that maybe not, because maybe this doesn't even classify as a minhag. Because that's not a minhag, you're just doing it for convenience. Okay, it's fine. You can a lot of those things for convenience. You don't have to live a life, but does it have the status of a minhag? So Rav Moshe Rabadi said, maybe not. And maybe therefore, the halachas of following your husband's minhag maybe should not apply in such a case. And then the question is, this idea of calling your person by Ben, whatever his father's name, for an aliyah, is that a minhag, or it's just a way of just identifying you? Or maybe it's more than that. Maybe it's a minhag, and we'll see a fascinating discussion in the postkim, based on this. You're going to see. There's going to be fascinating things you're going to see here. So stay tuned. Buckle your seatbelts. And we're ready to take off. Okay? So, Tosefta, a lot of things in Halacha are Toseftas. In the scholarly world of scholarship, they love the Tosefta. Somehow the scholars, they just love the Tosefta. Okay? But the Tosefta discusses Chazan HaKnesses Lo Yikra Achi Yomru Lo Acherim. In other words, a person, even the Chazan HaKnesses, shouldn't come up to read in the Torah until he's called up. In those days, the person who got the aliyah also read from the Torah. It's not like today that we have a separate balkore. Everyone knew everything.
You didn't say the first one, the last one, right?
This is brought in Shulchan Aruch, you can see. On page 2, afilu rosha halacha gimel, afilu rosha knesses Ochazan lo yikra ad sheyamru lo kra. V'nogu sheshliach tzibu sherotze mevarach v'kori b'li nitil shushus. V'nishum dehavi ki ilu mishol sheminu l'shliach tzibur her sheyu l'kachu. Maybe the official person who's the shliach tzibur of the shul, so maybe he doesn't even have to be called up because that's part of his appointment of being the shliach tzibur. But then he says, "Vinei umedinus elu, einogim kein einachazan ola raksha hasgan omerlo laalos." And today, he's told this gan is told to get come up. Of ein korin lo b'shmok k'mo shar olim shekorin musam b'shmam poloni bar poloni. Now, the chazan haknesses doesn't have to be called by his name. You know, he's an official, but everyone else is called poloni bar poloni. Everyone else is called Ploni Bar Ploni, Yamod, etc. Umisha Aviv Mumar. If a person's father is a Mumar, he's a little bit off the path. You know, we're not going to go into all the details of what warrants you to be get the status of a Mumar, but it's not the greatest thing, you know. So. So, and he's again today. The question of tinok shenishba, who's a mumer, who's not an apostate, etc. Korim b'shem avi aviv. So you can always call by the grandfather's name, the father's father. You can give an aliyah to the because his father somehow did, you know, was not, I don't know what he did, but. Not within the keeping of the fold, so he got the status of a mumar. So then the son will be called up by the grandfather's name, the father's father's name. Avalo b'shmo levad, but we're not going to just say Yamot Shlomo, because that's going to be an embarrassment. So his father's name is Pinchas, and the grandfather's name is Aaron. You know, so we'll call him. Ben Aaron, we'll call him by the grandfather's name, but we'll call him by a name. Because if we just call him Yamot Shlomo, it's going to be an embarrassment. He says, V'dafke shalom olam yomba b'shem aviv. But that's only if he never was called by his father's name. But amimhu gadol v'hurgol b'oso here. But if already, it's not, in other words, he's already 20 years old. For the past 7 years, he's been being called by his father's name. So now his father, say, went off the derech or something like that. So we're going to still call him by his father's name. Because he was muchzak to be called that way. So hurgal b'oso il alos b'shem aviv, v'hemir aviv, karmo so b'shem aviv. T'mosh hurgal shalom levaisho barab. In other words, again, we don't want to embarrass anybody, but this is a halacha, a minhag. We're going to see this has the status of a minhag. It's not the same as just saying you know, you could just say yamod sheni, yamod shlishi, yamod ravi. You know, no, there's a minhag, and we're going to see where does it come from, and the halachic ramifications of such a thing. And what if this is not your biological father? What if the you have someone else who raised you? Could you be called, you know, today, Baruch Hashem, I have a chassan later today, Bez Hashem, and unfortunately the chassan's father is no longer with us, but his mother remarried, and there's another person, and, you know, question how to fill out the tanoim, and things like that, that are very irrelevant, so we'll see. And similarly, if it's going to cause Eva, if you don't call him by the father who's the Mumar, is going to be very insulted and very, it's going to cause a whole rift. So then maybe you could call even by the name of the Mumar. And if what if we don't know who the father is? A Sufi, Shtuki, you know. So you could use the grandfather of the mother And if we don't know, Karim Oso B'Shem Avraham, Kamola Ger. Avraham is the name, we're all B'nai Avraham.
Yeah, in the Torah, where they list all these people and their children, not everyone, I'm sure, was a Tzadik Gomer.
No, you're right, not everyone is a Tzadik Gomer. Right. The question is, in other words, we're not talking about something that's just, he comes a little late to shul. Something that maybe of severe nature, intermarrying, things like that. And then there's this whole aspect of even if he did something, of severe nature, we still don't want to embarrass people. But on the other hand, it's a very fine balance of this, because calling by the father's name is a covet to the father also. And so we always have that balance of respecting the tradition, but respecting people's feelings, and that's why the shul rabbi gets paid to make these decisions. That's the pay grade. To have the chachma to know how to navigate these situations.
So what if it's in a case where they say that there's no embarrassment? He seems to emphasize the Ramah emphasizes that lo levayish rabbit, but let's say that he's not misfired. Let's say that. Does that mean that you don't have to call up the father's name?
Right, then he would say not.
You can just call me by his own name. That's it, right?
No, you call him by the grandfather's name.
Well, but that's to not embarrass him. Let's say that there is no embarrassment.
No, in other words, embarrassment to the son.
It sounds like he's saying the only reason he's embarrassed.
Right, he seems to say because of embarrassment that there would be.
You need to call by the father's name, or by someone's name.
Yeah, okay, let's see more, and we'll figure it out. Okay, let's look in the Prima Gadim here, on page... So, the Prima Gadim discusses with... Here's the first Taz, so take a look on page... He says he shouldn't call by the father of the mother, against what the Rama said. If we don't know the father, you can use the other side of the family. So ein ze nachon de shema yovo lagarish ishto v'yichtov kein anaploni ben ploni shu avi imo. It was because once we start using some other name ben, then one day Chas v'Shalom, if he ever gets divorced and he writes a get, and they're going to call him by that name, and that's going to be a real psul. Because that's not technically VMS A Nikra. Keep going, next page. On page 4, Beno, Kila Mishbechosom, Lebes Avosom, Ksiv. Right, it's only the Lebes Avosom, the father's side of the family. But they're using people from the mother's side of the family, so that's not Lebes Avosom, and then the get would be Posel. Limtsaha get Posel. Alkain Kari Mosom B'Shem Ben Avram, Kimoshakosu V'Chakach. Zevada Embo Psul. So we have this idea of not using. So the Ramah said you could use maybe in certain situations where you don't know the name, or one side, you use the other side. So he says it's not so simple to use the mother side, because even though the mother is the mother, it's still you're related to your mother also, but. It's still Mishpichosom Leves Avosom is a special thing that we're, named by the father side of the family. And then the Prima Gadim says on page 3, on the bottom here on page 3, the last three lines. Yeshlom the Ein Lekroso B'Shem Avi Avi Aviv. But in other words, you can call him by his grandfather, but not by his great grandfather. The kaigav the efsher beget posel. The bnei bonim kibonim lo lamalam izeh. That's a whole discussion in the poskim. How far up do you bnei bonim kibonim? But bnei bonim might not be. Supposedly, there's a story with Rav Yashiv. He was once a sandik for his like great grandchild, and he made a comment. You know, I'm not even sure Pete did. I'm related to him, but you know, it's still a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? And you know, when you halachas of psul edus and relatives, it's important to know. You know, for chasanas, a lot of times people, you know, that's one thing. I'm a Masad Kedusha, and I always make sure. Before we get under the chuppah, I want to meet the Eidei Kedushin to make sure they're not related. Because a lot of times this has happened, the weddings, that they find out under the chuppah that the two people, or a second before, someone taps on my shoulder. You know, I think I'm related to, and I'm supposed to be the aide. And I said to the guy, you're supposed to be the aide? You are the aide. Because I'm the other aide, and I already asked who the other aide's going to be. And I know you are, so maybe you should discuss it with the Masada Kedushin. Because, I mean, you know, this is an important halacha of not being related. Yeah. Okay. So that is the fascinating discussion. And if you want to see, the tshuva here is in the Trumas Hadeshin on page 6 and 7. Mumer Shodei Omed Berisho. The Trumas Hadeshin is the classic Sefer Halacha that a lot of Shulchan Aruch is based on. I tell my Talmidim, you're mechuyev to know every Trumas Hadeshin. You don't have to know every whatever Sefer, but Trumas Hadeshin, you have to know every Trumas Hadeshin. Because so much Halacha is based on Trumas. And they say, Trumas Hadeshin, he made the questions and the answers. In other words, like some Svarim that's real, like you read Igmosh Moshe. So, Igros Moshe, it tells you who wrote the question, who wrote the answer. The Noda Behuda tells you who wrote. The Noda Behuda Chasam Sofer, all the people who asked the questions were all usually Gedolei Yisrael. Igros Moshe, they were Gedolei Yisrael, and they were also characters, who all different types of people who wrote. And there's even one person I knew personally. He said, I just wanted to get in the Igros Moshe, because so I figured I'll ask him the question and I'll get in, and that's how it happened. It worked. He was an interesting character, and but the Trumas Hadeshin, that's just a way of you know, giving over information, question answer. But he wrote the questions and the answers. So he asked, "What's the din of a mumer?" And so, how do you call him to the Torah? He says, Yired Yikru B'Shem Avi Aviv, Kamo Avi Yosef Ben Yitzhar. There was Avi Yosef, the son of Korach. It says in the footnote, right? So you don't want to call him Ben Korach, because he was, Korach wasn't from the, you know, was not from the group, you know. So he was, so we call him by the grandfather, Ben Yitzhar. V'chem Atzaz Yechachem B'Sefer Hasidim. He says, U'meyachem Yagdolim Shamati Sher, Sherabu echad meagdolim heshivo sheikru lo beno b'shmo b'levad. That right? He only just call him by his name. Ve'ein nira dehavaleg gnai sheikru b'shinoi meacherim. That's where the Ramo got it from. It's all from this Trumas Hadeshin. V'shapir domi likros av Yosef bar Yitzhak l'siv heidatim eslovon manocho etc. Nira l'anias daiti kasafti. So you could skip that generation. Yeah.
Only discussing when they one father sent to the Torah,
right?
Not in other cases.
Yeah, we're talking about giving an aliyah and calling to. Yeah. What do you mean by other cases? Which other cases are you referring to?
Sometimes you want to say, I know when it's like for the Refuah Shalom, you use mother's name.
Yeah, that's a different thing. Right.
Somebody got for it passed away.
Right. This is specifically for aliyah LaTorah.
Oh. How is one declared a mumer? Do we have that today?
Yeah, I mean, today, you know, a lot of times we say maybe the person is a tinok shenishba, and he's not, you know. So we're not here to discuss who we're going to give this certificate to of a mumer, you know.
Just saying, how? How is that done?
You know, Michal Shabbos before Hesya. That's a classic.
So somebody has to be declared by this.
No, it doesn't have to be. You don't have to get a certificate for it. You know, but again, some people maybe we classify them as tinok shenishba, maybe not. You know, but Michal Shabbos of Haresia, that's considered like the ultimate. You know, a person drives a car on Shabbos. You know, that type of thing. Yeah, not, yeah. Don't pay shul dues. Yeah.
I want to ask this. I guess the opposite of what I asked before. So, if we mention that the Xeris are custom of Mishpachosam Vizelosam, and how could you say anything other than you have to call somebody by the Deoraisa name that's given by the Torah? I mean, you then, you know, your father's side. I mean, how could you.
No, because call it for a.
The Jewish traditions just don't change up what the
Minhag HaMakom
is essentially.
Right? He says that if the father's a mumer, so you want to mention the father's name because it's whatever, controversial, it's this and that, so you call him by the grandfather's name. But the Taz discusses it a possibility where you don't know who the father is, so you go by the mother's side and you call by the mother's father's name. So that. That's what the Ramah said, and the Taz says, but we're afraid that if we do that, that's when people are going to think his name is, and then if one day Chas V'Shalom has to give a get, and they're going to write that name, that get will be invalid. So we don't want to do that.
But it's
Shuvah
says
Gnai.
That's what I'm like. He says that it would be Gnai for him.
A Gnai,
if you can't.
By his own, just by his name. Yeah, if you just call him Yamot Shlomo.
Right.
It's a Gnai, because no one else has been called Yamot Shlomo.
Why didn't you say people cuss it? You have to call him by.
No, because the Mishpacha Hasam Leves Havasam just means where his Yichus is from. But.
You have to call him.
Yeah, right. Like, when people call you, your friends call you, you don't say, they call you by your name. Right? Right, they call you. What?
Yeah, no, I
did. No, I think I said that there's this like concept of you can't, it's called estoppel. You can't claim something. You don't want to invalidate the father of the person, even if they were a woman, because it would somehow create some type of pagam or some type of
right.
Bad about that person. So therefore, the presumption, even though the guy is a maid in a woman or something like that, you still say his name because you don't want the person...
Right, so that's what the Ramah also writes, that if it's going to be Gabusha, then... they're not. But what if you know, he's out of town, no one knows him, and
because it doesn't make a difference. What is it doesn't make a difference?
Yeah.
The concept applies broadly for everybody,
right?
Not just individuals.
Right. So that's this discussion in the Ramah when just, but this is the Ramah got it from this Truma Sadechen. Yes.
Do you have a concept of covered about Nima? What is the purpose of saying the name when you call someone to the Torah?
Oh.
You have to use the Hebrew name. What does it do?
Okay, so let's see. That's an excellent question. What does it do? Where's this? Right. So we see the Ramah brings this minig. So what's the purpose? So the Avnei Nezer, the Sokach of a Rebbe on page 8, going on with the page 9. Is one of the Gdole Achronim from Sakachov. And it's interesting, he has a tshuva. Tof Reish Mem Gimel, the tshuva was written. B'dovar asher chadoshi mikar bo'u b'chafetzim l'shanus min megavoseinu l'hafer chog milikro b'shem la'ole Torah rak yamod kohen yamod levi. He says there was this this kehila or was asking about a community that wanted to change the minhag. Just say Yamod Kohen, Yamod Levi, Yamod Shlishi, Yamod Revi. And is this something we should be alarmed about? Well, okay, no, Nishke Ferlich. Right? That's an important thing to know. When do you say Nishke Ferlich? No big deal. But when do we say, no, this is not right. This is stepping over the boundary. So that was the question. Is this stepping over the boundary? Or we can say, okay, no. He says, Ashivehu. Ki chalila v'chalila lahafir haminag b'kriya l'sevetor b'shema sh'enhigu v'govel rishonu. He says, chalila to change such a minag, not to call by the father's name, just to say Yamod. And then he says, you know, there were minhagim, he quotes the Rashi of Arkasa the Misana, that used to be the shoelaces. The Jews were a certain type of shoelace, the guys wore another type of shoelace, and they in the community they made a gezeira that you can't that they should change, the Jews should wear like the goyim, and the Gemara says you have to give your life. It's Yarek Vel Yavor in Shas Hashmat, when it's a time where they're not letting Jews practice their religion and they're trying to get the Jews to intermarry or whatever. So even such a what might be called, trivial even. You know, but in certain situations, we have to stand the line. So he writes here, and especially if they're trying to do it, he says, in the middle of the last word on the line is, Kiyam Maschilim. Zot yadu ha-kiyam Maschilim, pa-ashken ha-zalshanus ha-minhogim, ha-yachepsam u-mosam la-akor sadas v'cholom. Right? In other words, in certain communities, in Germany, whatever, they were trying to, uproot, changing minhagim, little things. I think Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen always says that one of the first things to reform, get rid of Yukur Purkorn, things that you say, oh, mabakach. But once you start, that could be the beginning of something much more severe. So he says, umeharoi, next paragraph. Shetedu, ki minhoge Yisrael lo al tohu nisyashdu. Minhoge Yisrael were not made in vain. Ukulam yishbem sodas amukim unchochem lemevin. He says there are a lot of deep reasons for minhoge. And you have to be somebody to know what's considered, like I told you, making early Shabbos, like Rav Moshe says, that's not even a minhag. So suppose some folks, hopefully, wife still needs to do a couple of things in the kitchen, and you already umakabel Shabbos at the early minyan. That's not even but he says the calling by the names, that's a minhag. Now a minhag has elikro b'shemos la'olos la'tori sodoso b'hari kodesh kenodel mvine mada. Same thing we saw before in the Taz, that if we're not going to call up the names, v'miera lahem get krisus, yesh chashash nishtana Hashem. That we're afraid. In other words, it should be nikba. What's the person's name? Because if we start not knowing people's names, the chas v'shalom, when it comes to something much more severe, like a get or something like that, when the person's name is very significant. So we use the name because we want to be machzik people's names. We want to know. And that's why the Taz was very shaky about what the Ramah said to use the grandfather from the mother's side. It's chalila to stop this minhag. Yeah.
How is it if you use?
No. He's saying in those communities that they stopped trying to call people up. by the names for the Aliyah. They just said, you're calling him with Levi. So, in other words, those getting that were given, we presume that the names they told in the time of the get were still good. In other words, it wasn't that it was, it's just that it's a better way of knowing it if it's more foresome what the person's name name is. But in a Hanami, if they use wrong names, then it wouldn't be good.
Do we have any history of how far back this goes? Where we use the name of the person and their father?
I mean, we see in the time of Rishonim already, right? We have the Trumas Hadeshim, right? And the Ramah quotes from the Trumas Hadeshim. So you see here on page here. The Trumas Hadeshin, Talmidu Shalom Arami Rutenberg, etc. So it goes back at least in the time of Rishonim.
Well, wasn't it the concept of the last name was a recent invention?
Yeah, but there's nothing to do with last names. This is not a last name. This is when you get called from Aliyah, Yamod.
No, I understand, but that's what people were known by their father's name. They weren't known by Goldberg or Greenberg.
Right, we're known by their father's name. In fact, in Europe, the people were known not by their last name. They were known by their town.
Or by their profession.
Rav Chaim Shmulevitz was not known as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. He was known as Rav Chaim Stuchina. Rav Nochum Perchovitz was not known as Rav Nochum Perchovitz. Rav Nochum Trucker. These were because in those days there was one boy from a city who went to yeshiva. If today it would, everyone from Great Neck that would be known as by Great Neck, you know, because Baruch Hashem, we're in a different door. Now Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of people who go. But there's one kid from a town that was sent to the big yeshivas in Europe. Two kids from a town who went. And other kids learned in the local shtiblach with a malamed or something like that. But who went to the real famous yeshivas of Mir and Slobodka and all these things were like one in a town. Oh. So now, let's take a look in the Shailas and Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi on page 10 and 11. Eretz Tzvi was the Kashuk lover. Those that subscribe to Mishpacha magazine. So this week there was a whole write-up on the Kashuk lover. It was just this issue that just came out this week. There's a man by the name of Rav David Avraham Mandelbaum, whose uncle used to be the librarian in YU from 1948 to 1998, Rav Berish Mandelbaum, who I was very close with. It's his nephew who writes about Polish Gedolim and reprints their Sfarim. And the Kashuk lover, Ari Tzvi Frommer, was from the great Gedolim of Poland. And he has tshuvas called Eretz Tzvi, and this is his discussion. And this comes up, you've seen this in shuls. What if the Gabbai is a son, and he wants to give his father Aliyah? And we know you're not supposed to call your father by his name, right? So what do you do? How does that work? Or your Rebbe? Yeah, you're not supposed to call your Rebbe by his first name. So he has, yeah. Hashem nistapek b'misha korei la'alos la'torah imuto likros la'aviv b'shmo. So he has this whole discussion, because maybe if you call him Avi or Rebbe, then you could say his name. It's a whole discussion here. But what he says over here is, on page 12 on the top, says, Mashakasafti Bahadum Bavur Kedushin, Tafil Ksha Omer Abba Mori. Even if you say Abba Mori, you still can't say Abba Mori Pinchas, if that's his name.
Can you just say Abba Mori?
Yeah, right. That's what many do. Yeah, right. So look what he says. Tafil Ksha Omer Abba Mori also the cross of Viv Mishmo, Hainim Shum, the Haya Efshar below Haskar Shmo. Because, you know, he can do it without the name because he only has one father. You know, Mashen came to Kriya Lolos Latorah Kashu. But he says, but maybe not. Maybe maybe since there's a minhag, but she ain't came b'kriya la'alot. In other words, when you stam, you're calling your father, you say Abba Mori, maybe you're allowed to say, or we're knowing not to, but there's a discussion. You say Mori Rabbi, and together with the name, or so you give me that covered. But he says, maybe that's stam, but a kriya satorah? B'kriya la'alot, la Torah chashuv, lo efshar la'adure, mishum d'tzorach l'kros, la'aliyah b'shmo k'minig Yisrael, k'mo shekosuv b'sefer avnei nezer. As we just saw. So, in other words, even though many don't have this practice, but he says, Akadei Kach, he's willing to suggest that the minig is so strong to call a name that maybe if you're calling Avi Mori, again, this is not necessarily the practice, but he's entertaining the possibility to even be allowed to call Avi Mori, Shlomo, whatever name it is, to. Because not to violate this minute, because the minute he feels is such, and then you see how strong the Avnei Nezer was spoke about it, and that was the discussion.
And the Rav,
was minig is the union. Well, the Rav of Shul.
You do,
yeah. Okay, but that's the Chasam Sofer. Has a fascinating tshuva on page 15, and this is what we talked about before, about Megadel Yosum. You see at the bottom, you should know, Rabbi Osayim, this is the new printing of the Chasam Sofer, of the Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, on page 14 of Machon HaMa'or. You know, for many years, I used, obviously, the old printing, which was not as easy to read. But now, today, Baruch Hashem, we're in the day that everything's printed, a nice, new, clear print. The Shulchan Aruch, and everything you have. And the Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, what they did is they made the Tshuva's Chasam Sofer in clear print, and they also made subtitles to every paragraph, which the Chasam Sofer didn't write. The editor made these, or the team of editors put in these subtitles. It makes it interesting, because you know, you're looking for this topic. You see exactly where he's going to discuss this topic. So he says, "Abgadel Yosem b'soch beso nikra b'no." The question of could you call somebody Ben who's not your biological parent, but maybe you could still call them. Maybe you could still call them Ben, or not.
How about the Gabbai Sheni calling up father of the Gabbai?
Yeah, you can have the Gabbai Sheni. It makes it easier, right? Right. That's also also an Eitza. Yeah. So. So he has a discussion here. Because of Sofer on page 15 here. He has a fascinating discussion here. Uvda, page on the first column on the right. Uvda hachi hava be'ish echad dar b'kfar ha'somach l'kal kolosh sabatich. He was a man who lived in this town, im ishto, with his wife, Ubonov. So he has a husband, wife, family, everything's good, right? Bonav kula muchzakim b'cheskes bonav mamish. Everyone assumed that all these kids in the household were his kids. That's where they lived life. That's where they told everyone. This is my wife, this is my kids, and they lived in the community. Like anyone who lives in a community. You weren't at everyone's bris. You know, you come to a community, walk in. Oh, this is my wife, this is my kids. And this is what everyone assumes in the community. And that's what they assumed also in the young Israel of Sabovich. That's what they all assumed. And what was the father's name? Eliyahu. The kach nikru b'sefer Torah, and they all these kids got an Eliyah ben Eliyahu. So what happened? Everything was great until one day. You know that's how it is. Atok ham beno hagadol hanikra Avraham ben Eliyahu. So one day Avraham is one of the sons, and he was also called to Eliyah Avraham ben Eliyahu. And one day he decides to get married. To his Eliyahu's sister. his aunt, his father's sister. That's Harias. His father, he was always known. Eliyahu was the father, and then there's this mother, and then all these kids who were known as Ben Eliyahu when they got their Aliyah. And all of a sudden, one day he announces his engagement, and tomorrow I'm getting married to Eliyahu's sister.
My aunt.
And everyone, what's going on here? The Chuppah of Kiddushin. And now, of course, you can imagine that was the hack of the town. You know, even before the Jewish newspapers, you know, they had the hack of the town. So obviously this got to the Rav's attention. So he calls up this Eliyahu. Amalei, Echli Hadav Harazah. What's going on here? Your son is marrying your sister? Veheshiv Sheze Avram Einu Beno. He says, Avram was never my son. He's not my biological son. We always called him by my name, but he's not my son. Ki Imchorgo Ben Ishto. He's my wife's son from another relationship. So the Rav got a little, but you're always calling him Ben Eliyahu, yeah. Hayishma Shachorig Yachtom Atzma B'Shem Baal Imo V'Yala Kein L'Sefer Torah. Do we hear such a thing that a person is going to use the husband of his wife who's not his father? His stepfather, and to call him Ben this for an Aliyah. The Gam Sivi Yikra Ken Avram Ben Elio. Veheshiv Elio Analchi Yishal Yishto Vehi Teshiv Amara. So you say, you want to know the whole story? Speak to my wife. She'll tell you the whole story. So what's the whole story? Oh God. You see these, you would never think such a dramatic tshuva here about the little thing. He says, "Hinei he amra shebiyosa penuya." He says, when she was single, harsel is nunim. She had a child out of wedlock. Yoldo zeh ben, and she had this son, Avraham. The son was in this Rabbi Moshe Malamed's house. And then she got married to Eliyahu. And so and then she married this Eliyahu, and she was embarrassed to say that it was from some other person. So they called him Ben Eliyahu. Aval be'emes einu b'no klal. It's not his son at all. Falzeb. So that was the whole discussion that they're asking the Chasam Sofer, so is this right to do this? So he wanted to verify it, etc. So then he gets into the discussion of, because this man, Eliyahu, is, even though he wasn't his biological father, raised this Avraham, who was born out of wedlock. He raised him. So the Chasam Sofer says, he says, you look on the bottom now, on the bottom left. He says, Chasam Sofer said, chill out a little bit. Hello, Kosov B'tshuvas, Maimonim B'shavsov Sevim Mishpatim, V'sha'altim Ruven V'ishto Shekosu Shtar, L'ben Ishto V'kosov Bo Tanu L'beneinu. So he, V'nira D'lishna Ma'al Yehu. Sherehan Megadel Yosom Yisoma Keilu Yilado. The Roshon Chavivus Hu Kemo Bini L'Dvori Hakshiva. So he says, okay, when the Megadel Nikra Beno As Gam Hayosom Roy Likros La'olof Nurov Avi Ulishto Imi. That it's still proper to call somebody who raised you Beno or Imo. So he says the fact this discussion of whether then the question is, you know, why shouldn't they be concerned by a get that could get, okay, that's to be dealt with. But he said that Amagadal Yasum Mesach Meso is you know, Karib, it can be called Ben, even though, so he says, okay, you know, he made a whole, okay, but it's still maybe not improper to call this son that was not a son, but was raised by him, Beno. And that was, so it's a fascinating,
whoever the father was has other children, and there may be
right. So that was the concern, and the Chasam Sofer, was saying that maybe it's not the end of the world to do that, and even though, so okay, you know, it's a, you know, that obviously the Taz was concerned with using the mother's side, and so some of the Taz wouldn't have said like this or things, but it's, you know, again, it's something you have to be very sensitive to in either direction. But it's the question, the story is a fascinating.
What was the logic of Chassam Sofer why it was okay to still call him?
Because in Megadel, he raised him. Is raised it? You could, right.
The fact that he might be marrying the father's sister is.
Right, so then, right, so hopefully that won't come. You know, the question is how much of a gzeira do we make or not make? So okay, that has to be. But you know, he was willing to entertain that that possibility.
Yeah, I think we're just talking about the call to the leader, or so that anytime you can write the.
Right.
Just to
it could be. It's more than just calling for an aliyah. I mean, if you have to read the, because here's the writing on it's talking about a shtar and things like that. It could be also, but again, these things are, you know, but that was a possibility that he, I don't know, unless he was saying it just to, you know, calm people down. But they didn't ask the Chassam Sofer this question. When I don't know if the Chassam Sofer would have said to do this, you know, if they would have asked him, you know, in the initial situation. In other words, there's a big, you know, tumble going around. You know, it's hard to know the whole, you know, context of. But he, you know, whether, you know, you would do this lachatchila, or, you know, in the middle of the rage, you know. You know, that's another possibility of what went on. You know.
When they use Ketubot, do they use father's name? Do they put the father's name?
Yeah, usually we try to write. But this comes up a lot in filling out different things, and especially when somebody doesn't want a specific. You know, I've gone through enough situations in life where you see people who don't want their, you know. Baruch Hashem, today's Father's Day. We celebrate relationships with your father. But I've, you know, been in so many situations where a person doesn't want his father at the wedding, even, and doesn't want, you know, there's unfortunate things that happen. You know, the world is complex, and relationships are complex, and things are, and you know, we should never take for granted, you know, things that should be normal of, you know. Familial relationships, and unfortunately, they're not always the case. Okay, let's go a little bit, and then we'll
two, three minutes.
Okay, I know it's far. I don't want to give you the opportunity. 2, 3 minutes. So let's just talk about giving aliyahs back to back. Giving aliyahs back to back.
Yeah,
So it says in Shulchan Aruch, page 19, Yicholim lekor shnei achim zeh achar zeh. You could call two brothers or father and son. Really, technically, you're allowed to, but ein manichim ela b'shvil ayin hara. The ayin hara is the reason not to. It's an ayin hara to have a father and a son back to back, to give the father shlishi, the son revi, etc. And in the Orchas Chaim, he quotes another reason. On page 22, he says, "Beis achim likros b'tor b'zeh chazeh, v'ben achar avim manichim lasos al b'shvil ayin hara." Yesh omrish elam likros zeh chazeh sheim psulim le'edus. Siv edus Hashem nemona. It looks like you're having two edim together, like the father and the son, or a pasul le'edus, and therefore you shouldn't do it for that reason. And it's interesting on page 26 in the Sefer Emuna Shmuel. He says that he has a question. Shnei Achim, could you call one for Shishi and one for Shvi? So he writes, you know what? He says, which is interesting, which ties into the previous conversation. He says, Lefi minag Ashkenaz, Shekorim Stam Lish. You see, there were places, you have to realize, I didn't quote all these Makoras, but there were places that they didn't have the minag to do Yamod, Shlomo Ben Eliyahu, or something like that. They just called people up. But the places that do have that minhag should keep the minhag. But there are places in Kehilos that they didn't call by the name. So he says, minhag Ashkenaz, they would call him Stam L'Shvi, just Yamot Shvi. They ain't part in Bishmo. So he says, in a place where, so this is what he says, they're much well in a minhag where they don't call by the name. Wow. So he says, if not called by the name, then you can have the two brothers back to back. But the places where they do call them the name, which is most of the places that we're familiar with today, then you should not have it back to back. Just to conclude with one last Mishnah in Adius. This Rabbi Mendel Blachman in Keren B'Yavna always likes to quote this Mishnah. So we'll end off with this Mishnah. He says, "Hu haya omer ha'av zocha leben." The father gives his son his noi, beauty, koach, his strength, osher, chachma, uveshanim, uvemisper hadoros lefanov. And the Bartanur says, "Be'omim shakadosh baruch hu mavtiach la'av lasas tova lazaro." Sometimes Hashem says he's going to do a tova to the third generation, to the fourth generation. So, va'av zocha la'osa hador shetovu lahem osa hatova. So the father is zocha to his son for that future generation that tova is going to come. Where Reb Lachman explains it also is that when your father, your relationship with your father is not just your father, but your father represents all those doros before him, and he connects you to all those. You know, your grandfather, great-grandfather. You know how many, you know, stories I always, you know, would be with my father and tell me about how it was in the old days. And my father grew up in East New York. That was a very popular Jewish community. I don't know if anyone here was from that community. Now there's not the Roundsville area, right, exactly. And I said to my father, you know, you always talk about it, so let's go. Show me it. I want to see it. So he said, one condition. We don't get out of the car. We don't get out of the car. And he showed me where he lived, this house and that house, and every shul he showed me, which were all unfortunately churches by then. But it was a tradition, this Rav and that Rav, and all, you know. So I felt a part of a world that you know, that I didn't see totally. Baruch Hashem, I still knew my grandfather, etc. But I always say, the internet is worth it for one thing. To see Rav Shmuel Birnbaum speak and learning at a chasana, this Rizka Daraisa, that my son, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, was a near Rosh Yeshiva in Brooklyn. And he was known for his tremendous hasmada and his tremendous avas haTorah. And it was always at a wedding. I've been at such a wedding. That he would raise a question of learning. And all the Talmidei Chacham would go around, and they would. And I said, my son will never be able to see that, but he'll be able to see it on the so the Doris Lefanov, those previous generations, and that's, you know, we celebrate Father's Day because that's an important thing, the relationship we have with our father and our grandfather and all the generations. It's something not to be taken for granted. And Baruch Hashem, many of you, Baruch Hashem, you have your fathers, you have your grandfathers. Take advantage of those relationships. Don't take it for granted. Call them up. You know, make sure that the relationship is strong. And that's because that's what you're going to give over to your children. You're going to be able to tell them those stories and those recollections. So, Bez Hashem, it's a pleasure to be here. So, these are some fascinating topics regarding, I'm with Mekayim, hopefully, Rabbi Lichtenstein, not just the run-of-the-mill topics. I have something a little different. So, thank you, the Rav, etc., Rabbi Polakoff, Rabbi Lichter, etc.